Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be continuing a conversation that I had with horror movies, but this is going to be dedicated to everything. This is going to be dedicated to everything entertainment-wise. So if this is not the video for you, then come back tomorrow. You may find something else you may like. Or if you're interested in this video, stick around. Or if you're feeling the same way and you like what I'm saying so far, then stick around and comment down below what you guys thought about the video and how you feel about this. And hope you guys enjoy. So, but either way, my thoughts on entertainment as a whole. Here's the thing. What is entertainment at the end of the day? Entertainment can be shown in a lot of different forms. It could be music. It could be sports. It could be movies and television. It could be books. It could be video games. It could be anything. Now, why am I making a video on this? Well, I feel like entertainment has changed so much, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, not for the better. I feel like a lot of it has become not only lazy, too political, too much identity politics, and too much stuff that fans of franchises don't want. And it's sad to say. I mean, you look at businesses, you know, or franchises like Disney, Nickelodeon, Star Wars, DC Comics, Marvel, you know, things like that, or other films that are horror icons, or action icons, or actors, or books, or games, you know, like Halo, or Call of Duty, Gears of War, Mass Effect, Fallout, you know, Saints Row, which is, you know, was one of my favorite games, or, you know, X-Men, or Spider-Man, or Iron Man, Captain America. Guys, I could go on. There's so much out there that, you know, you got so many people working on these different products. And it's sad because it's such lazy writing. Or you get crappy actors that don't care about the product, or they want to complain about the fans when it's the fans that have been giving these companies their bread and butter for so many years. And they want to complain at us when we have a problem with the product that you're putting out. It's like, okay, who do you expect to buy your stuff? Who do you expect to buy your comics, your books, your t-shirts, your toys, your games? Who? It's like you're getting rid of your core audience to appease these corners of people that don't care, that want their moment in the sun due to, you know, their gender, their skin color, their sexual orientation, or what they claim to be, who they claim to be, or what they want. That makes no difference in what the franchise is about. And that's what's going on so much in gaming, a lot more than I wanted to admit, in books, in comics, in television, in movies, in music, and it's sickening. It's not the same anymore. You can't write a song anymore on your views without getting some type of crap. You have different artists that write their music on what they've been through, or what someone they know been through, or an event, or something, without someone having a problem with it. But no, it's okay for this type of genre to be okay rather than this person. Or same thing with movies. You gotta have, oh, this and this and that to appease these type of people. No. No. Why do you think, and I'm saying this now, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think so many people, like myself, has moved on and has dropped several companies or several shows or movie franchises because of laziness. Because they don't, we don't care about these characters. It's like, okay, you want to F up these characters, you want to F up this story, go ahead, I have this, I have this, I have this. But it's still going to bother you at the end of the day, right? Like for me, the Chucky series, or the Halo series, or certain games within Halo, or, you know, certain things in Call of Duty, or, you know, what they've been doing with the Mass Effect franchise, or Gears of War, or, you know, God of War, or X-Men, or Spider-Man, or, you know, anything in Marvel, or Star Wars, you know, some of the Star Wars shows, or the movies, you know, things of that nature. I'm using different examples here, guys, because there's so many issues right now of people that are putting stuff in this entertainment that we do not want as a whole, as a core audience. We do not want this. And when we complain, we are the bad guy, we are called every name in the book, and we're just supposed to sit down, shut up, open our mouths, and take it. We're supposed to take whatever, you know, product, and they just shove it down our throats, and we can't say nothing. We're supposed to say, oh my gosh, this is the best thing we've had in, you know, since, you know, creation. But that's the whole point of having an opinion. Some of you guys may hear what I'm saying and say, hey, this guy don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's your opinion. That's the whole thing of having an opinion. A lot of people don't like it, and it's becoming worse now than what it was. But on another note, why do you think so many people have gone to anime? Why do you think so many people have gone to manga? Because they don't put that stuff in there. They don't preach that stuff. They don't pressure that stuff now in the world that the world is now trying to put onto us. They don't do that. And if they do, they don't do it like they do in other, you know, parts of television here in the Western area. They don't do that. And I'm glad they don't do that. I want just a good story. I want a good story. I want good characters, regardless of gender, regardless of skin color, regardless of skin or, of sexual orientation. Guys, there's been characters that I adore, again, regardless of any of that, and they're amazing. Why? Because of the character, of what that actor does, of what that voice actor does, or what that storyteller does, what that writer does, what that producer does, what that director does. And it's not the same anymore. And what we thought what we knew is not what we knew. Because look at all the stuff that's coming out now within the world of music, TV, movies, and everything else. It's sickening. It's sickening. And, you know, it makes me wonder at the end of the day, you know, yeah, we're being entertained. But at the same time, we don't know what's going on in these people's minds or behind closed doors or what pressure they go through or what they have to take to just go to sleep at night or if they go to sleep at night or, you know, their personal lives or whatever. We don't know. We don't need to know unless they want to divulge that information. But at the same time, you have people that get in this industry, and over time, they just become lazy with it. And that, again, that happens to everyone. At the same time, though, entertainment's not the same it once was, or what we thought it was. Movies are not the same. The movies that's coming out now are not worth nothing between the way it's made, between the CGI, to the acting, to the writing, to the backgrounds, to all this stuff. Everything's become so generic. Everything's become so, they got this. Oh, I've seen this in this movie or that TV show or that TV show. It's become so generic. And it's sad to say that that's what movies and TV have become. Same thing with comics. Same thing with video games. because they're getting away with so many things that people enjoyed, or, you know, companies are changing, or who they're hiring, or who they're allowing to be in that room to have that voice of where people are going to listen to that person when that person does not need to be listened to because of their so-called influence over this amount of people, over that person, and that person, that's going to mess up a franchise, or it's going to mess up a product because they want to be represented or they want to be heard. When it's like, okay, you can be heard, but do it in a way it's not going to affect the product or affect that story, affect that character, affect that person's job. If they haven't done anything, then don't act like that. And you're probably wondering, hey man, what are you talking about? Guys, with everything that has been released lately, within, you know, the Sweet Baby Ink controversy with video gaming, those idiots are just, they're idiots. Or look what happened with Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is a burning hole right now. Disney, burning. Star Wars, burning. Marvel, burning. DC, burning. What do I mean by that? Guys, these franchises are burying themselves. Hollywood is burying themselves. Entertainment is burying themselves in just ridiculous crap. And I know everyone that has common sense, or everyone that probably agrees with what I'm agreeing with, or maybe is seeing this from a side of what I'm saying, or even if you made a video or you would say this, but it's like, again, what has happened? It's very hard to find a good horror movie anymore. It's very hard to find a comedy show anymore. It's very hard to find a good superhero flick anymore. Or an action movie. Or a drama movie. Or a cartoon movie. It's so hard to find that now. Because everything's so generic. It's so predictable. It's so, it's something you would see on something else. There's no creativity anymore. They want to redo everything to try to make it better than how it was, like, let's say 20, 30 years ago. Because again, they have no creativity. That's what it's become. There are companies out there that are fighting. They are trying to get out good products out there. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There are things out there that I like that I wish that never went off the air, that I wish that they were still producing content. Unfortunately, they're not. And I wish them folks the best, but it happens. But at the end of the day, guys, you know, entertainment is falling. Entertainment is failing. Entertainment is failing. That may be the title of this video, is entertainment is failing. I hate to say it, but it's true. Guys, if you feel like how I feel, comment down below. Even if you don't, comment down below, but be respectful. I'm not trying to point fingers to nobody. I'm not trying to start anything with nobody. I'm saying how I feel about this because it's about time we all just say, hey, you know what? Things need to change. Things need to change. Not for this and this and that, but it needs to change for the better, for entertainment, so we can go back to enjoying our video games, to enjoying our books, to enjoying our comics, to enjoying our manga, to our anime TV shows, to our television shows, to our action shows, to our drama, horror, romance, Disney, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, etc. All the things that everybody out there loves for different reasons, one or another. Guys, what do you think? Let me know down in the comments. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you as always on the next one.